Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A suspect on the run from Cleveland, Texas, north of Houston, after allegedly killing five neighbors execution-style Friday night when they complained about him firing a rifle. The suspect is an illegal immigrant, deported from the country five times. 38-year-old Francisco Oropeza remains at large this morning, FBI Special Agent James Smith.
Hopefully somebody out there can call us. I pretty much can guarantee that he's contacted some of his friends. We just don't know who friends, what friends they are. And that's what we need from the public, is any type of information, because right now we're running into dead ends.
Submit any tips you may have to the FBI at their website, tips.fbi.gov. After telling the American people there was no crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, the head of Homeland Security is now warning Americans as Title 42 ends May 11th.
That's when the COVID-era immigration policy, Title 42, comes to an end. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas telling NBC's Meet the Press.
We are seeing a level of migration, not just at our southern border, but throughout the hemisphere, that is unprecedented. It is, I think, the greatest migration in our hemisphere since World War II.
Mayorkas says border enforcement needs resources to handle the expected increase, including money and space to handle all the migrants. Mayorkas is calling on Congress to act. I'm John Schaefer.
The House of Representatives voted to repeal President Biden's suspension of tariffs on solar panels from four Southeastern Asian nations, a move aimed at supporting a domestic supply chain instead. The resolution passed 221 to 202 and has been sent to the Senate for consideration, where its fate is uncertain. Today is International Doodle Dog Day. Enjoy a day of fun and excitement with the Poodle Mix. USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
President Biden's son Hunter Biden is expected in court this morning in Arkansas for a hearing related to a years-old paternity dispute. A DNA test confirmed Hunter Biden is the girl's biological father. Biden agreed to pay monthly child support payments to 32-year-old London Roberts. The case was closed in 2020. The case was reopened in September when Hunter Biden asked the judge to reduce his child support payments. Roberts is now pressing the issue of financial records from Hunter. The GOP field for president will likely have another candidate to choose from in a few weeks.
That person is Tim Scott, the South Carolina senator who used an event on Sunday to tease his plans.
It's time for us to be proud to be Americans and proud of our president.
In referring to a major announcement on May 22nd, Scott said it's time to make the final step. Scott, who is the only black Republican in the Senate, recently launched a presidential exploratory committee. He would join several others in the field, including former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley and former President Trump. I'm Jerry Barmash.
National Basketball Association Conference semifinals continue tonight. Game 1, Celtics at 76ers, and Game 2, Suns versus the Nuggets, with Denver leading 1-0 in the best of 7. Thanks for listening as we get this Monday underway. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's growing now. Stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Happy Monday. Good to have you with us. We've got the former Florida State legislator, former Air Force captain, Air Force Academy graduate, and proponent of election integrity, Mike Hill, joins us now. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Good morning, Bill. I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Great to have you on with us. We're going to spotlight our favorite state, Florida, here. Again and again, common sense. I mean, this seems to be the standard bearer for common sense across the country, whether we're talking about, you know, COVID, sexing up our kids, being against what the UN is supporting in terms of acceptance of sex with children. It's like, wait a minute, you go, where's the other 50 states? Why aren't they supporting these common sense issues? I mean, especially like, for example, you know, the end of last year, the Florida Surgeon General, Joseph Lodapo, he expressed concern after Twitter initially removed his post identifying cardiac-related risks from the COVID vaccine, as you'll recall. The Florida Department of Health recommended that men ages 18 to 39 not get the vaccine. Well, you know, to say that you can't go along with what the WHO or what the CDC is recommending, I mean, you're out of bounds here. And but yet the evidence and the numbers, because they told us we should follow the science, right?
That's right.
Here they find that 84%, that the increase in cardiac deaths in young men was noted by a number of 84%. You know, so the obvious seems to be, obfuscated here.
Well, and then their response to when these young people were dying, we don't know why. I mean, you don't know why. It wasn't happening before you gave them that jab.
Yes.
And all of a sudden they have the jab and they're dying and you're saying, it's a mystery. No, it's not. Mr. Lodapo did the right thing. He studied the data that was there. It showed that it was dangerous to give these young people that COVID-19 jab. It's not a vaccine. It's a jab. And instead of going along with, well, that's just collateral damage. No, it's not collateral damage. That is somebody's son. That's somebody's
yes.
daughter. That's somebody's wife or husband. And no, we're not going along with it. So thank goodness he stood up. Surgeon General Lodapo in Florida stood up and said, no, the data shows that this is not good. And so Florida stopped it.
Mm-hmm.
It was good. Now, I will say this, to his credit, Governor DeSantis said, let's stop it. We never should have started it in the first place. But again, at that time, all the data that was being pushed upon the American public was that you needed to get the vaccine. Bill, I never got the vaccine.
I didn't either.
What they
you and me both. See, the thing is, what this really brings to the front here is for us to realize how politicized our healthcare system has become. Because there have been other instances when you've had maybe a couple of, you know, like, for example, baby formula. You didn't have you had less than a dozen kids that were ill affected by baby formula. Oh, my goodness. Stop the presses. We're not making, you know, one step forward. But I would dare say that if some big pharma group was involved in baby formulation, then we probably would have gotten the same, you know, kind of propaganda and misinformation that was put out there, right? I mean, this puts it all in suspect right now.
Oh, that's right. You know, and you're right. Big pharma is behind it all, and that's because big money is behind it. We're talking billions, tens of billions. And when you go worldwide, hundreds of billions of dollars. And when you look at the profit margin of the big pharma, since COVID started till now, you'll see that it is insane amount of profits.
Yes.
And to your point, Bill, you go back to, remember that Tylenol scare?
Right, exactly. Oh, yeah.
No. So, you know, how many people die from taking this tainted Tylenol? I think it was less than 10.
Yes.
But they stopped the presses.
Yes.
Took all that Tylenol off the shelf. And because of that, to this day, almost everything you open has a sealed lid on it, a container, because of that. And so now we come fast forward to where we are now, and we're seeing millions of people dying from these shots. And no one is saying, okay, stop. We have to stop. Well, let me say it differently. Florida is saying stop, and a few other places are saying stop. But Big Pharma, because they are making such huge profits, are pressing forward, and they're looking at this, as I said, like it's collateral damage. Like this is a war or something. You drop a bomb, and oh, some civilians got killed. Sorry about that, but this is war.
Yeah, because you got to understand, COVID is so dangerous. No question, COVID's dangerous, but we shouldn't lose our mind to such a degree that we abandon common sense. And it makes you wonder, Michael, if you know what the other states, what the other governors are doing in these other states, not to protect their citizens with this kind of evidence. I mean, this wasn't just unique because the water was special in Florida that 84% of males were dying related to the jab. I mean, this is pretty, these are universal numbers. So if it's happening in Florida, it's got to be happening in California. And I got to imagine for people in California, I mean, what does that make you think about your governor who just says, oh, no, just straight ahead. You know, there's no deviation. We're going to go along. Mark Zuckerberg says that's what we're supposed to do. Twitter says that's what we're supposed to do. The WHO says that's what we're supposed to do. And, of course, all the politicians that are in the back pocket of Big Pharma, well, what are they going to say? They're not going to bite the hand that's feeding them, are they?
No. And if we look at Florida again, Bill, you know, and that's where I live. I live in Pensacola, Florida, up in the Panhandle, one of the most beautiful beaches in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But we find that Florida wasn't always like this. Florida used to have a dominant Democrat legislature, both in the House and in the Senate, and we had a Democrat governor, Lawton Child.
Yes.
So Florida wasn't always like this. And then it started slowly turning around. Jeb Bush got elected. And since then, Florida has been going more and more red to where we're finding that when you use common sense, it works. Now, I'm going to say something here that's probably going to shock a lot of people. The reason why Florida is in such a good conservative position right now is because of one man. His name is Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
If Donald Trump had not pointed at Ron DeSantis and says, you're it for governor, Ron DeSantis would not have been governor. We would have had Adam Putnam, who was much more towards the center, much more of a moderate. And so because Trump pointed at DeSantis and says, you're it, that gave him the push he needed to become governor. And since he's become governor, we've had more conservatives elected to the Florida House, not as many as should be there, but we have four conservatives elected to the governor's house thanks to Donald Trump.
Yeah. No, that's an excellent point, and people forget the background there because Ron DeSantis was not in the running until he got the endorsement of one Donald Trump, right?
That's right. Yeah, he was well behind Adam Putnam, who was the establishment pick. And Adam Putnam was the one who was going to be coronated until Trump says, no, let's give DeSantis a try. And that changed everything.
And we've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Mike Hill after this. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes after.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Hey, welcome. Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent we are. I am Bill Martinez. We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Mike Hill continues with us. Mike is a former Florida state legislator, former Air Force captain, Air Force Academy grad, and proponent of election integrity, among other things. We want to talk, the difference between Florida and being a proud Floridian myself, Mike. I'm with you, and I'm wondering how much longer it's going to take for the rest of these states, particularly the blue states, to put pressure on these state legislators to, you know, bring them in order, because they are clearly out of order. They're costing us an incredible amount of money, not to mention resources in humanity, because people are dying because of these, these policies that have been embraced by blue states. And the empirical evidence doesn't seem to bother them. It's just full steam ahead, regardless of who's suffering.
Bill, I would say thank God for our founding fathers who were brilliant. They were geniuses and set up this system of a system of states, federalism, which loans power to a federal government. But each state is independent. We are United States of America, but each state is independent, able to run how they want their society to look like within their state. The 10th Amendment says that the power belongs to the states and to the people. And so we here in Florida have decided to take a more sane approach to how we're going to govern each other, how we're going to live with each other. And because of that, we are becoming a destination state. Mm-hmm. People are leaving California in droves. They're leaving Illinois. They're leaving New York, New Jersey, Maryland, because of the Democrat insanity that is going on there. My only concern, Bill, is that if they come to Florida, don't bring your leftist ideas.
Exactly. Exactly. There's a reason the things work here in Florida, and we do have 49 other states that have that option, you know, to follow suit here. The thing that could be in the future here, Mike Hill, is that, we could end up with another revolution of a different sort here. That you're going to have, if we want to put it against the North against the South, you want to put it in those terms, only from a standpoint of just common sense legislation and taking back power away from the federal government. You know, the states have acquiesced way too much power to the federal government, and how's that working for us?
Exactly, Bill. And it all boils down to economics. Mm-hmm. The Civil War was fought because of tariffs that were being placed on southern products, which were not being placed on northern products, essentially stealing from the South. You'll hear some historians say that the war was fought because of slavery. No, that was a part of it, but the big part was because of money.
Yeah.
So when we see that was working in Florida, which is an economic boom in Florida, then other states are going to have to either decide they want to be a part of that economy and help their citizens, or they're going to go against it and hurt their citizens. That's what's going to be the war. It's going to be fought by economic terms. I don't think it's going to be picking up arms and shooting at each other.
Yeah, I agree, Mike, with that assessment. The thing that the states have a challenge with is what they've done. They've kind of created a monster in the federal government, because the federal government uses the money that they essentially steal from the people, you know, in the form of taxes and other things. And then they use it back to the states and say, hey, you know, we've got all these billions of dollars here in the Treasury, and we will give you that said billions of dollars if you behave yourself. And behaving yourself means you've got to go along with a bigger government.
That's right. And then when you have people who are in charge right now, this Biden regime, whose only concern is more and more power, and we see that they try to leverage that over certain states. And because Florida is in such a strong economic position, our state legislature now has a budget surplus in the tens of billions of dollars, and that's because of people who are moving here and making this their home. Mm-hmm. Then we're able to push back against the federal government and say no. So we see that not only in Florida, but there are a number of other states in the Southeast, Texas, of course, in the South itself, there are a number of other states who are also seeing that type of wealth where they are able to push back against the federal government and the insanity that's coming from this Biden regime right now. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Let's talk about Disney for a second. Okay, a lot of controversy here. People are, oh my goodness, you're going after Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse. I mean, what's got you so upset here? Help our audience understand, you know, what's going on with the Disney situation.
Well, Disney actually picked this fight that we're seeing, Bill. It all started when Florida passed a law that says you cannot sexualize children in grades K through 3. It should have gone K through 12.
I'm with you. Well, you and I talked about this before. Why it stopped at 3? I think there was a huge compromise on the governor's part. I would have said the same thing. At least K through 12. Exactly. Go ahead.
And this year, Bill, the legislature did pass K through. Well, let me take that back. It wasn't the legislature; it was the Florida Department of Education, which now passed the K through 12. But that aside, that bill was passed, and you. Not sexualized children. Well, Disney at the time had a different CEO. He pushed back because of the leftist rage, which was coming from the fringe elements of the Disney Corporation, saying, we are going to fight this. We're going to fight it with everything we have. Well, that was stupid for Disney to do that, to pick that battle in those terms. But they did. And so Governor DeSantis was pushed into a corner to have to fight back. Oh, no, you're not. And how we're going to prevent you from doing that is we're going to take away your special tax status that you have in Florida, which no one else has. And so he took away the tax status from Florida. It was called the Reedy Creek tax haven, pretty much. Mm-hmm. He said the Governor DeSantis says, we're taking that away. Well, that board that was running Disney at the time, just before they left, this was in February, just before they left, they passed some board rules which would have given Disney the same authority that it had before DeSantis took away their tax breaks for the next 30 years. So now the new board that came in, which was installed by Governor DeSantis, is no, you're not. But we're taking that back away from you. You're not going to pull that sleight of hand.
Right.
So now Disney says, well, we're going to sue you, Florida. We're going to sue you because you're trying to do the right thing. The only ones who are going to win from this whole debacle, Bill, are going to be lawyers.
Yes, exactly.
Lawyers are going to get rich off of this, and they'll probably end up being where DeSantis is going to have to sit down with Disney. Bob Iger, the new CEO, is going to have to sit down with them. They're going to have to iron this out, and I suspect it's going to be a little give and take on both sides.
Mm-hmm. But the chances are Disney probably will not end up in the same position as they were before. They're going to lose something in this without a doubt, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they are. Not only in terms of they won't keep the same tax haven that they had before, but also in terms of their corporate image.
Mm-hmm.
People are less likely to take their children to a Disney movie now without at least some trepidation, without at least some warning.
Well, look what happened, Mike. I mean, some of the stuff, I mean, what they did with Buzz Lightyear and some of these other franchise, movies, they've compromised them to such a degree that they're losing money, literally. And yet, on the other hand, you've got a movie like Mario 3, right? The Mario Brothers movie, and they refuse to LGBTQ up their movie, and they're doing, what, $500 million and counting. Right now.
Yeah. When you do what is right, when you do what is correct, and not what is right in my own eyes, but what stays firm with the biblical values, you will prosper.
Right.
You do otherwise, and you're setting yourself up for a disaster.
Well, and it's a free country, so whether it's Budweiser or, you know, whatever franchise that you want to, you say don't say gay or whatever, you know, you want to get into and whatever, you know, viewpoint you want to follow, you do so at your own risk. But, I think that more and more Americans are standing up and saying, look, I don't want my children exposed to this. And we're against the stuff that public education has been doing to our children. This is why there's been such a mass exodus. So people are voting, and it's up to these leaders to see what's going on. And, of course, Florida's leading the way, thank God. Mike Hill, thank you. Appreciate it. Take care.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski. The dingaroner. The ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
USA News Update. A suspect on the run from Cleveland, Texas, north of Houston, after allegedly killing five neighbors execution-style Friday night when they complained about him firing a rifle. The suspect is an illegal immigrant deported from the country five times. 38-year-old Francisco Oropeza remains at large this morning, FBI Special Agent James Smith.
Hopefully somebody out there can call us. I pretty much can guarantee you he's contacted some of his friends. We just don't know what friends they are. And that's what we need from the public, is any type of information. Because right now, we're running into dead ends.
Submit any tips you may have to the FBI at their website, tips.fbi.gov. Today is International Doodle Dog Day. Enjoy a day of fun and excitement with the Poodle Mix. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. He is Adam Angieski. He joins us now. He is the founder of OpenTheBooks.com, author of Operation Drain the Swamp. And, you know, we're looking back. I mean, last week, tax day, all right, begs the question, are we getting our money's worth, Adam?
Are we getting our money's worth? Well, I don't think anyone, Bill, believes that this government is operating on behalf of, you know, the people. You know, the real operating question is, are they operating in the special interest or the public interest? And I think, you know, everyone listening to the program, they're pretty smart and can figure out the answer.
Yeah, it's quite obvious. I mean, and what they have done time and again, and we, of course, we've had this discussion with the former state legislator for Florida, Mike Hill, and how big government has taken over, and they are utilizing our money against us to compel us to do things and go along with things that, you know, defy common sense in our own estimation. And that, there's just something that is just not right about that on its face. Because after all, I mean, this country started with the Declaration of Independence, you know, clearly spelling out that it was because of the force of a government that wanted to wield its heavy hand upon its people, have its way with its people, and the people had no say. And basically, the idea of the consent of the governed was obliterated, but it was reinstituted with the two critical documents of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, that the consent of the government, of the governed, is key. It is paramount. And what they have done is they found a way to do an end run and, you know, just ignore our consent and just do as they darn well please. I mean, that seems to be the case, Adam. I may be overstating it, and I'm willing to be corrected, but that seems to be what's going on.
Well, I think that's accurate. I mean, just take a look at, you know, the feeling that you get when you ask a question at a public meeting of an elected official or an unelected bureaucrat. And they really think that you work for them. Mm-hmm. The American experiment is the exact opposite of that. You know, to go right to the founding documents, it's, you know, that our rights come from God. They don't come from government. We instituted the government to secure our rights. Mm-hmm. So they work for us. And that is the unique experiment in the last 5,000 years of human history, the recognition of where our rights come from. And therefore, who has the power in the system? And it is the citizen. And that's why we've always said that transparency revolutionizes U.S. public policy and politics, because it reorders the system. It
puts exactly
the citizen in charge. We have the tools to hold them accountable for spending our money.
Well, look at the hubris. I mean, you know, case in point to what you're saying. Remember that celebrated video of AOC at a town hall in her community, right? She's sitting there on stage, dancing, acting like all cool and everything like that. And her attitude to, you know, toward her constituents, it was unbelievable. I mean, you know, right then the people, what they just should have said is, you're fired. You know, you are fired. You know, you're going to fill out your term, and that's it. There's no way. We're going to do everything we can to make sure you don't get reelected, because that attitude and that display of hubris, it was absolutely disgusting and not to be, you know, the kind of thing that should be promoted within our government by the consent of the governed.
Yeah, and you know, particularly we're out with a story today on the militarization of the federal agencies. You know, these are the agencies outside of the Department of Defense, the 103 agencies. And, you know, there's 125, and 103 of them now have arrest and firearm authority and have purchased weapons, oftentimes heavy military-style weapons, back, you know, all the way back to 2006. So we've been the subject matter expert on this. When you hear about the militarization of the IRS, when you hear about the militarization of Health and Human Services or any one of these traditional soft social safety net, paper pushing, mm-hmm. regulatory, general administrative, civil agencies, that's right off our desk at openthebooks.com. And so you've got 27, you know, traditional law enforcement agencies that have purchased guns, ammunition, and military style equipment. No surprise there. Mm-hmm. You've got 76 rank and file general administrative civil authorities that have purchased, that are armed up. They're armed to the teeth, like the IRS.
Yes, right. Well, and this is happening with our money, and as you say, it's the militarization, because they have ways to get you to comply, right? I mean, this is what it's all coming down to, especially when you think, you know, you start hearing things coming from the World Economic Forum that it seems particularly the Biden administration, Barack Obama before that, was falling in line with, who said that, you know, by the year 2030, you will own nothing and like it. How do you get a country that is used to owning, you know, property is a huge issue. That is a key point of our Constitution, that you own property. And now you've got a force that has an increasing influence within our government and its perception and ideas, and they're embracing those ideas, and it says you will own nothing and you'll like it.
Well, and to that end, you know, look, I'm Polish. We understand what communists and socialists, at the end of the day, it's all got to be backed up by the end of, you know, the barrel of a gun. And so today, you know, on headcount, there are more federal agents with arrest and firearm authority at 200,000. And this is outside of the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm.
200,000 federal agents with arrest and firearm authority. That number exceeds the number of United States Marines at 186,000.
Exactly. So America is deserving to be incarcerated. I mean, we just got to be minding our P's and Q's to such a, we're such a threat to the government that we have to live under the threat of being arrested, with people who come in bombarding our homes with guns and ammo?
Well, it definitely begs the question, is who are the feds preparing to battle?
Yes.
You know, these agencies are not going to war. So, you know, I mean, everybody can draw their own conclusions, but here are the numbers. Since 2006, The Internal Revenue Service, the tax agency, spent $35.2 million on guns, ammunition, and military-style equipment. And the years 2020 and 2021 were peak years at the IRS for purchasing the weaponry and gear. So just since the pandemic started, the IRS has purchased $10 million in weaponry and gear. And here you have your special agent headcount. There's nearly 2,100 of them. They're adding 600 this year. They're going to have 2,700 special agents by the end of the year. That number rivals a U.S. Army battalion on headcount. Mm-hmm. Those start at 3,000 and go up to 5,000 positions. And so where was the debate in the country, Bill, on whether exactly. the IRS should have as many special agents as a U.S. Army battalion?
Yeah, there's been no debate, and you wonder, you know, okay, what's happening? I get it. This is a big government. There's lots of moving parts, but you know, we've got to hone down. This is why we appreciate Adam, you coming on so faithfully to report this and wake America up as to what is happening, because we've got to do something sooner before it's too late. And we may already be there, you know, with all the armaments that's going on. And no wonder they want to take guns away from the American people, because meanwhile, you know, it's, you know, they're arming up and they want to take all our armament away.
Yeah, and I want to put this in perspective and context. So at OpenTheBooks.com, our auditors looked out across the 12,300 local police departments. We looked at headcount. Now, and this is pretty stunning, if the IRS were a local police department, it would rank in the top 50 largest in the country.
Wow.
And, wow. You know, you remember the uproar of the IRS special agent job posting last August. They posted a job description for the special agent, and the position requirement was the willingness to use deadly force. It went viral on the internet. They edited the deadly force language out. Well, Bill, it's back. It's back in the online job posting. Of course, they're looking for people at the IRS as a job requirement to use deadly force.
Because the American people are just so evil, you know, which time and again we have government agencies that are making errors, you know, clerical errors in their reporting, but you know, the American people should be subject to military style enforcement, because you know, there may be a mistake on their tax filing. This is absurd. I'm Bill Martinez. We got to go to break. We've got more from Adam Andrzejewski on the other side. Stay with us. It's 18 before the top of the hour.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This report is sponsored by Office Depot. At Office Depot, teachers mean the world to us. For all of their support, guidance, smiles and tears. For the early morning extra help sessions, late night paper grading, and everything in between. Their desire to create brighter futures and make the world a better place is inspiring. To thank teachers this Teacher Appreciation Week and beyond, teachers with a free Office Depot Office Max Rewards membership can get a special coupon for 30% back in bonus rewards on qualifying in-store purchases, including classroom supplies, arts and crafts, crafts, cleaning supplies, and more. Now through July 1st, visit officedepot.com/education to learn more. And thanks to the generosity of Office Depot and Office Max customers, the company raised over $2.1 million to support teachers, students, and Title I schools last year. The in-store school supply drive was recently enhanced, and this year will help hundreds of additional Title I schools nationwide. Visit officedepot.com or a local Office Depot or Office Max store to learn more.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you. We've got Adam Angieski, the CEO and founder of OpenTheBooks.com, the largest repository of U.S. public sector spending. Last year, they had filed 55,000 FOIAs, that's Freedom of Information Acts, and captured $8 trillion in federal, state, and local spending, nearly every dime taxed and spent at every level. Man, you had your hands full, and God bless you for doing this, because, you know, somebody's got to hold the government accountable. I mean, this idea that it's too big and that, you know, they can't even, you know, balance the books, and you ask them basic questions, these Senate hearings and congressional hearings of these agency leaders that come on to just flat out lie. I mean, and you wonder, you go, wait, how are they able to get away with this stuff? So, you know, it doesn't make your job any easier, but I guess it was never meant to be easy, was it?
No, I mean, it wasn't. But Congress, let's face it, Congress has gotten, you know, they're miles away from their duties of giving oversight to the federal agencies. So they're just doling out money with no strings, no oversight, and government is running wild.
Yeah, I mean, you've got tax revenues. You reported all-time highs. Congress is spending even more. I mean, this is really an insidious system here that just promotes ineffectiveness and waste, government waste. I mean, you got irresponsible spending spike the national debt to $31 trillion in just 23 years from 5.8 trillion. You know, think about it. From 5.8 trillion at the start of George W. Bush's administration to 31 plus trillion today. And it's like, wait a minute. And then meanwhile, you hear from the current regime that all is well, we're doing so much better, that they've reduced the deficit. And I don't see any reduction in deficit here, Adam.
No, I mean, Biden's going to, you know, his proposed budget to Congress was going to leave, you know, was going to continue to spike, you know, not only the our nation's debt. I think they were going to add $2 trillion to, from his budget to the nation's debt. Mm-hmm. Now, thankfully, it's not going to go forward in that form. But he was also giving the largest pay hike to the federal bureaucracy since 1980. He was proposing like a 5.2% pay hike. We came out with numbers that the average pay, the average salary now in 109 out of 125 federal agencies is now six figures, $100,000 a year. They get 44 days of paid time off.
Yes, exactly.
After your three-year anniversary, that's nearly nine full weeks where you're paid to stay home. Nearly, not quite. It's a four-day work week every week of a year for a federal bureaucrat. Bill, they don't call this Club Fed for nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, and don't ask about these people. I mean, they've taken names off the payroll charts and everything, so you can't even find out who and what. All you know is there's this big black hole in the bureaucracy that is just ingratiating and making those that belong to Club Fed, very, very comfortable.
Well, the Biden administration redacted this year, responding to our Freedom of Information Act request. They redacted, incredibly, 350,000 names from the federal payroll. There's 1.44 million employees in the federal executive agencies. This is outside of the Department of Defense. This is outside of the post office. This is the alphabet soup of agencies, the same ones that are arming up. Well, I'm going to put this in context. The last year, the Obama administration in 2016, when Biden was the vice president, they actually redacted 2,300 names from the federal payroll. The Biden administration just redacted 350,000 names.
Right.
It's $36 billion that, we can't track anymore on who received it. And so the administrative state just got a lot harder to track.
Well, and people wonder, how can this happen? Well, it is so insidious and narcissistic that there's so much quid pro quo going on, and you point this out with the latest congressional green light of $16 billion in earmarks, that favorite word of us, that every time I hear earmarks, it's like chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction, just screech, and my spine just stiffens. You note in that earmark, there's $2 million to the Great Blacks in Wax Museum by a congressman who has his own wax statue there. How self-aggrandizing is that?
Well, that's why we call earmarks the currency of corruption in Congress. And it was 158 Republicans last December that took a secret vote to continue the practice of earmarking that was restarted after a 10-year ban just a year previously because House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wanted to bring it back. And they knew that they had cover from big spending Republicans in the House.
Yes.
And so that's what's going on with this one-party fleecing of America. So in the year-end omnibus spending bill, you had 7,500 earmarks for $16 billion. And so, for instance, you've got seven out of the top 10 earmarkers on that bill were Republican. You've got the Maine U.S. Senator Susan Collins. She earmarked $3 million for the Irish Heritage Museum in Portland, Maine. $2.5 million for a new police station in Caribou, Maine. And that opens the door for a lot of, real corruption from Democrats. You got $3 million for the Hip Hop Museum in New York. You've got $1 million for the Rock and Roll Museum out of Cleveland, Ohio. You got the retiring congressman, the Democrat from Nashville, Tennessee, Jim Cooper, who earmarked $2.7 million to his brother, the mayor of Nashville. So $2.7 million flow to the city of Nashville. You mentioned the $2 million that flowed to the Great Blacks and Wax Museum. That's in Baltimore from Kwame Mfume, the congressman, who months previously was preserved with his own wax statue.
This is real stuff, ladies and gentlemen. We're not making this stuff up. But you see, this is the problem. When you're talking $31 trillion in debt, there's all sorts of waste here. And Adam and Open the Books, they're devoted to bringing daylight, bringing sunlight you know, to this waste. And sooner or later, the American people have got to say enough of this stuff. You've also got, I want to get back on the gun issue again, too, because we got to, this is just so incredible. But before we do, one final thing is you got dead people being paid billions of dollars, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, what government program is running well? Well, it wasn't the economic stimulus check program at the height of the pandemic when people were had real needs, when they were being tossed out of a job, up to 40 million people, and Congress issued, you know, $1,200, you know, pandemic stimulus checks, but they forgot to check the deceased persons list at Social Security. So 2.2 million dead people collected $3.6 billion.
Was any of that captured back, Adam? Or we know that's about, what went out.
About $80 million was captured back. There's about, you know, 60 to 70 million honest people in the country. You know, dead people are notoriously bad at paying things back.
Right.
There's about 60 to 70 million honest people in the country that actually returned the check.
Unbelievable.
60 to 70,000 people, I'm sorry, that returned the checks.
You see, and when it's not your money, you do silly stuff. I mean, like, for example, the National Cancer Institute gave Stanford $7 million to film your butt while on the toilet. See, this is when it's not your money. You do stupid stuff like this, right?
Well, Bill, you have an anal print, and they're going to take pictures of it.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my goodness. And this is our government. And no wonder. And you ask,
I mean,
how did we get...
favorite grant, you know, Cornell University, an Ivy League school with about $10 billion, literally, in their endowment. They took $1 million on a study where it hurts the most to be stung by a bee. It's the nostril, Bill.
Yeah. Well,
and
you know, hey,
inquiring
people need to know that. I mean, that's paramount of all the things we're dealing with. We got to know that kind of stuff, right? Unbelievable. Well, I'll tell you what, we only got 2 minutes left here, Adam, but I did want to get back to, you know, we were talking about all these agencies with guns, and you mentioned, especially this, people need to wake up and realize, again, the number of agencies that have been wired up and are carrying guns and ammunition. I mean, it's beyond just the obvious. Let's talk about health and human services.
So after grabbing legal power, federal agencies like HHS, Health and Human Services, they're amassing firepower. It's absolutely incredible. So, for instance, there's 500 special agents over at HHS. They're supposed to be running the soft social safety net in this country.
Mm-hmm.
You've got NIH, the National Institutes of Health. They have over 100 police officers and a private police force for themselves. You've got... you know, you've got Dr. Anthony Fauci. At the height of the pandemic, he was receiving death threats. Normally, a security detail would be handled by the U.S. Marshals, but Health and Human Services has a division called the Office of Inspector General. You know, those people are supposed to make sure that, for instance, Dr. Fauci's complying with Freedom of Information Act requests. They're, they're supposed to, you know, hold the bureaucrats accountable. Well, they got special dispensation to provide the protection for Fauci. They run his security detail. And so the very people supposed to be holding him accountable are actually protecting him.
This is amazing because now, what this tells us is the idea of duplicative waste continues to run rampant within the bureaucracy, right?
Yeah, it really does. I mean, all of these agencies that are purchasing guns, you know, all of this police power needs to be folded into traditional law enforcement agencies at the federal level. That's the reform. It's a simple one.
You think? I mean, and just what we need to do is just put a gun in everybody's hands, especially when you're talking about 87,000 new IRS agents. Who's going to train them? I mean, this is an incredible project to take on. Adam Andrzejewski, founder of OpenTheBooks.com. Thank you, Adam.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.